Are you at a computer, Michael? Can you email out your proposed revision?
Okay.
I like it as is. I'm sorry. This is Lydia.
This is Barbara. I like it as is also. And I guess I just don't agree with Jim about this being helpful. I think having it more regular is going to be helpful on all sides.
Michael, you still want to push that language?
I'm typing it. I'll send it in a second. So what I wrote was to meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income. So I think that is part of the purpose of the thing, is to say that's what we're doing as opposed to having a fix.
This is Lydia.
Are you proposing to insert that line at the beginning of the motion?
That was going to be mine. Whereas.
Michael Novick?
This is Lydia.
So, Michael, are you proposing to insert this line before the language that was already distributed or after it?
Whatever it logically fits. I don't have your language, so I haven't seen it yet. Maybe you sent it better. Come in to me.
This question.
So, oh, here it is.
Go ahead, Arpal.
And Lydia to the stack.
Or, you know, how are we doing this? Do we want this to be an amendment, or do we want this to...
I've heard two people object to it, so we'll take a vote on it as an amendment once we're clear on what the amendment is.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
So, Michael, we'll make your language a prefatory sentence. That's how we'll consider it. It'll be the first sentence of the motion if it's approved as an amendment. Lydia, go ahead.
Oh, that was it. It's just that it should be a whereas at the beginning.
Well, we're going to use the language you submitted, which does not include the word whereas, but it's more grammatical without it.
Okay.
This
is the beginning.
Arpal, can you call the roll? This is on Michael's amendment only. This is adding the explanatory language. And the explanatory language is?
What I have is, to meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income. That would be the amendment, and that would be at the front. The amendment would be to add at the front, quote, to meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income. Okay.
Paul, you disappeared.
Am I here? Can you hear me?
Now you are.
All right, I'll read that again. The amendment is to add in front of the motion, quote, to meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income, quote. Okay, Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teekert?
I'll abstain.
Marcus Jetter?
I'm going to abstain.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Manager Saba? Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 8-4-0 against 1-2 abstentions.
Okay, Arpal, can you read the motion as amended and then call the roll on the motion as amended?
Is there any objection?
Okay, give us a dramatic reading first, then I'll ask for objections.
Okay. A dramatic reading to me! No. All right, this will take a second because I have to scroll up on this to make this fast. To meet the budgeted expenses of the national office not covered by other sources of income, in fiscal year 2015, central services shall be a fixed cost set at 15% of the prior 4 years, open paren 2010-2013, close paren, average annual listener support, period. For WBAI, central services shall be set at 8% of that average.
Is there any objection to the motion as amended? I have heard no objection, so it has passed. Raul, I guess we'll count on you to send the numbers out to those stations that need to now incorporate the revised central service amount into their budget.
Okay.
Sure. Actually, you all have copies of them from the spreadsheet, but probably best practice is for national numbers to come from the national office.
Okay.
And we're done with this agenda item. We did set a mandatory adjournment time of 10 Eastern, which means we have 17 minutes left tonight. The next item I had on our proposed agenda was a secondary review of the National Office budget. I put this on because the National Office budget was sent out just very shortly before our last meeting and wanted to address any questions that might have come up while people had more time to review it. Are there any questions from the group? Okay. Raul, we're going to need to see you plug in the full income figures from central services before we have a budget in a form that we can actually approve as a committee. So can we get that from you for Thursday's meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
Thursday, right? Yeah, definitely.
Great. I've just gotten word that KPFA now has a draft budget, although they'll have to change it slightly based on the central services adjustments. So that'll be on our Thursday agenda. Michael, will we have a KPFK budget by Thursday?
Yeah, we're meeting tonight right after this, basically, with our local finance committee and the interim general manager and the manager here with figures for us. So hopefully we'll be able to discuss that, get that out. Our local station board is discussing it on Saturday, so it'll be.
And there's already a budget document that's in play?
There is a budget document, but it's not really complete with all the tabs that you normally have.
Sorry, I can barely understand you. Your voice is very muddy. Can everybody else please mute your phones? Thank you. Michael, the question is, do you have a meeting or do you have a budget?
We have a meeting. There is a budget document that was distributed to us that does not have all the normal tabs. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people talking here all of a sudden at once. So.
Okay, so we'll have something to discuss, even if it's just a preliminary review.
Our local station board is not continuing until Saturday, so it'll be a preliminary discussion.
All right.
This Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Are we going to use the proposed figures that were in yellow for the 215 budget?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be set for Thursday at KPFT.
Great. Wow. This sounds amazing. And what's your progress on East Coast budgets? Marcus?
Hi. I'm sad to report that I've seen no budget. I know that Raul and Michelle have been working on a budget. I would wonder if Raul would like to comment.
Sure. Last Friday, we went over the budget, and we have a kind of a preliminary budget that I think would be ready for presentation to the local finance committee. I wanted to provide Michelle with the more accurate projected 2014, so we could input that onto the comparison in the budget so that it will help evaluate the line items. I think I just put in a call to her earlier, but I would definitely I'll follow up with her and send this information by tomorrow. So did you, Marcus, did you schedule a meeting that, as we have discussed?
Well, no, you know, we had discussed it, but then we still, I just still have not seen the document, and I must say I'm kind of disappointed that I've not been involved with the production of the document and really just in the dark. So I was looking forward to tonight's opportunity to get an update. And then we will talk to our I can schedule a finance committee meeting, you know, at any time. Very disappointed that I just have not been involved in the process for the past 2 weeks. So I look forward to getting something.
Yeah, I understand. I will follow up with Michelle to send you that, and maybe we can go over that process again. It was kind of completed based on what she felt was required. But as I told her on Friday, that looking at the actuals for 2014, there were some corrections into some of the entries in the 2014 where some legal expenses were added on that should pertain to 2013, and it might not be a good comparison. So I wanted to revise the 2014 projected for WPFW.
Okay, guys, don't lose us in the details here. We're just talking about the process. So I'm hearing you say that you're going to get Marcus a copy of whatever document, whatever the state of the draft is right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Would it be worth the committee's time to review that draft on Thursday? I understand we wouldn't take a final vote on it.
Well, we need to probably get the GM involved with this, so at least she probably needs to approve that prior to presenting it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you're making progress. I'm going to put a question mark next to WPFW for Thursday's agenda. What about WBAI? Arpal?
Can you hear me now?
We
Hello?
Can hear you.
Okay,
yes.
You can hear me. All right. Yes, we the local finance committee went over the budget last night, and we don't all agree with management, and so we're having discussions. We have our next meeting set for October 1st, and we can't get one before then because of various schedules, and the LSB meets on October 8th, and I was sort of hoping we could put the WBAI budget on our first NFC meeting of October, which would be, what is that, the reaching over. The 14th.
So here's what I would appreciate, Arpal.
Yeah.
Can you send us whatever document you are working from now? And the reason is, we can look it over. We may catch some things that have not occurred to you, or we may agree with some things that your local finance committee has flagged. But it's going to speed the whole process along if whatever concerns this committee has can be dealt with on a parallel track to you working with it at the local level. I can't see us waiting until after the fiscal year has already started to even look at the first draft.
We are having some disagreements regarding some basics on it, and I am anticipating that the next iteration of this thing is going to be kind of different. Could we make it so that I will really ask the general manager to incorporate last night's suggestions and send that to the NFC? Because if I send what we had last night, you're all going to be looking at something that I think is going to change significantly by the next draft.
Can you do that? Do you think it's reasonable to do that by Thursday's meeting or by Tuesday's meeting?
Tuesday maybe. I can't, you know, it's going to be up to the general manager and he would have to do that. I think it would be a waste of time for the NSC to look at what we were looking at last night. Because again, I think, in my opinion, it's gonna have to change from what we had last night. So that's what I think. I could try to get him to do the changes and get the second draft in for Tuesday, the 23rd. But, you know, I can't guarantee he can do that.
Okay. It sounds like we'll have enough to keep us busy on Thursday. But we're going to have to see something from WBAI for Tuesday, the 23rd. That's going to be 7 days before the last day of the fiscal year.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. So that's our plan on budgets. We've now got 7 minutes till our mandatory adjournment time. The final thing we had scheduled is a continued review of the 2013 income statements, unaudited. Do you all want to plow into those? The first one we have up on the agenda is WPFW, or does someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I have to gather myself to deal with a 3-hour local finance committee meeting looking at our budget.
Okay. I've got a motion to adjourn from Michael Novick. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, we're now adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you Thursday.
Thank you.